Now, the boffins amongst you will know that Ash Wednesday is 46 days before Easter Sunday, and that the date of Easter is determined by the lunar calendar. So, of course, very inconveniently, Easter keeps moving around. The vicar doesn't know when he's going to have his holiday, you know, before or after Easter. Will the children be back at school and so on? It is a menace. Ash Wednesday can be as early as the 4th of February or as late as the 10th of March. And this year, of course, Ash Wednesday is also St. Valentine's Day. I hope you remembered that if you needed to. Well done for being here, especially if you've passed up a hot date, or even better if you've brought your Valentine with you. This is the first Ash Wednesday that has coincided with Valentine's Day since 1945. The two dates also overlapped in 1923 and 1934, and they will coincide again in 2024 and 2029. So it seems a good opportunity to ask, what would Valentine's Day say to Ash Wednesday? Imagine if we did word association for Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, we would come up with wildly different answers. And Ash Wednesday, that's what? Austerity, discipline, the mortification of the flesh, self-denial, dust, ash, humility, death. Lovely. Valentine's Day, well, that's love, romance, flowers, chocolates, a much needed boost to the restaurant industry. Perhaps we could sum up the two days in two words. Ash Wednesday, duty. Valentine's Day, love. Well, at least let's go with that for this evening, and think about those two for a few moments. Duty and love. What is the relationship between them? What is their place in the Christian life? Now, to some people, duty is a dirty word. Perhaps you don't find it the most attractive idea, and I can see that. You know, doing your duty almost implies that you didn't want to do it, doesn't it? You screwed yourself up, you forced your self-denial muscles into overload, and you forced yourself to come to the Ash Wednesday service, although you wanted to stay at home in front of the fire. You forced yourself to visit that elderly relative, or even to do the ironing. Duty. Maybe you hated it, but you did your duty. I'm told that when you hand over the chocolates and the flowers on Valentine's Day, it is much better to say, I love you, not, see, I have done my duty. But duty is undoubtedly a good thing, of course. God is king, he is your maker, he owns you, he is your rightful lord. It is your duty to do his will, whether you like it or not. And that, perhaps, is where we see the rub, when God tells us to do something we don't naturally want to do anyway. Love, of course, is a much nicer idea. We all want to love and be loved. Whatever could be wrong with love? But our human condition might be described as love sickness. The very essence and root of sin is that we love the wrong things, or we love them for the wrong reasons, or in the wrong ways, or in the wrong order. We might say we do not do our duty when it comes to love. We do not love as we ought. Ideally, of course, love and duty go together. Love is in fact a duty. That's one of the problems with our notion of love, that we've forgotten that. God, Jesus, and the Bible think that love can be commanded. The first commandment, the prime duty, is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. And the second commandment, to love your neighbour as yourself. We don't often think like that, do we? We tend to think of love as something we do or don't do, not something that God can tell us to do. In the wedding service, we don't say to the happy couple, do you love one another? I mean, we hope they do, but we actually ask, will you love him? Will you love her? Love is not just about the emotions and the feelings. It doesn't just spontaneously come over us, and it's not entirely beyond our control. Wonderful to be in love, but far more important to love. We promise to love. We resolve to do so. We seek to love. Indeed, we commit ourselves to love in action, even if we don't feel like it. Love is a duty, but we should also love our duty. God is beautiful and lovely. He commands what is good and life-giving. The ways of God's commands should be a delight to us. All around is death. The attractive confections of sin will kill you in the end. Wander from God's ways and you risk ruin and loss. Love and duty go together. In our communion service, we often say, it is right to give God thanks and praise. It is our duty. It's the right thing to do. We say, it is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy. Our duty and our joy. The two together. Yes, we ought to do this, but we also ought to want to do it. We should love to praise God, to delight to do so. It is a joyful duty. Delight is a duty. Rejoicing is commanded. A perfect person would never do anything from duty alone, because he or she would always want to do what's right. He or she would love righteousness and hate evil. Certainly we should do good even when we don't feel like it. I don't want you to say next year, you know, oh, I don't really fancy Ash Wednesday communion. Good to come even if you don't. So sometimes we have to act out of duty alone, but such duty is always a crutch because our love legs are not working as they should. And we shouldn't settle for permanent spiritual disability. We long to love aright. We should pray that God would close the gap between ought to and want to. Lord, help me always to do my duty, but may doing your will be a joy to me. May I delight to do what is right and pleasing to you. Help me to see sin as the stinking, rotten trap that it is, and to flee from it. Holy Spirit, rewire my love. So this Lent, let's pray for a goodness that is more than a smudge on the forehead. A goodness that is heart deep. Goodness that is not merely a matter of words and actions, but also of our loves. How can we cultivate delight in our duties? We should meditate on Jesus Christ. Look at him in his word. Behold him in the scriptures. Linger on him in prayer and song and reflection. Significant looking at Jesus is the key to loving Jesus, for he is lovely. Do not neglect him or forget him or take him for granted. Remember your first love for Jesus and ask yourself what a maturing love for him would look like. Pray for that love. Jesus is lovely. He is delightful. Delight yourself in him. That is your duty, and it is a delightful one. May it be a joy to you this Lent And may this love motivate and empower your service, for Jesus' name's sake. Amen.